We thank the guidance of our Lord Jesus in this, all these classes as we study the book of Leviticus.
那我们今天晚上就查这个中文讲义14页这个祭司。
Tonight we're going to start with the topic on the priest, and it's on page 14. The topics for tonight is priests.
这个第一段祭司的蒙召。
First is the calling of priests.
祭司这个职分不是亚伦自己来选取的，说我要当祭司就当祭司，不是。
It is not Aaron himself that make the choice that he wants to be a preacher, and then he became a preacher.
当然也不是摩西思乡受受的，说这是我的哥哥，我让你做祭司，不是哦。
And it was not because Aaron was Moses' brother, and that's why Moses let him gave this title to Aaron to be a priest.
这个祭司乃是神所选召。However,
priest is a calling, is a calling from God.
事实神是给亚伦他们和他的后裔。
It is a precious role that God has given to Aaron and Aaron's descendants.
那当然，这个祭司在今天来讲，只做这些圣职人员。
And today, the priests refer to all the servants of God who take on the holy work.
如果广义来讲，就指着我们每一位弟兄姐妹、每一位信徒都是要当祭司的。
And if you were to speak it on a broader way, then every one of us should be priest.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第9节。 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 入奇妙光明者的美德，你们从前不算子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙怜惜，现在却蒙了怜惜。这里指到我们本来不是神的子民。
Here it tells us that once we were not a people of God, the people of God.
神在万民中拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God has chosen Abraham from the millions.
与亚伯拉罕立约。
And he set a covenant with Abraham.
应许他的子孙来侍奉他。
And also promised that his descendant will serve him.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，他的子孙里面有属灵属肉的两类子孙。
And within the lines of descendants of Abraham, one belongs to that of the spirit, another belongs to that of the flesh.
一个是属血气的。
One is physical. One belongs to the physical blessing.
属人意的。
Bonds of man's will.
也就是从这个下甲啊，这个被你下甲所生的 这个以实玛利啊。
And it's born of the maidservant Hagar.
这是从人一生的。
And the son that was being born was Ishmael, and that's born of man's will.
所以后来夏甲啊被赶出啊这个亚伯拉罕的家门。
And later on, Hagar was being cast out from his household.
在新约保罗也阐明了这个真理啊、哦，就是属人义的不能承受这个产业。
In New Testament, the truth behind this is that those that are born of man's will cannot inherit the spiritual kingdom of God.
从应许生的啊，才是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
On the other hand, Isaac that was born of God's will can only inherit the spiritual blessing of God.
从应许生的，就是啊这个以撒。
And the one that is born of spiritual from God's promise is Isaac.
以撒这个是由应许生的。
And Isaac was born of promise of God.
因为亚伯拉罕呐，100岁，他的妻子90岁，已经过了断绝了生育的能力的时候，神应许让他得到了。
Abraham was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old and they have way past the age of fertility. But it is the promise of God, it's only through God's promise that they are able to have a baby.
我们知道亚伯拉罕有几个孩子吗?
And do you know how many children does Abraham has?
亚伯拉罕一共有几个儿子?
How many children in total does Abraham have? Do you know?
我们常说亚伯拉罕的独生子。
We often say that Abraham has one and only son, which is Isaac.
好像亚伯拉罕就只有一个儿子。
And we only think that he only has one son. But how many does he have in total?
其实亚伯拉罕不单单只有一个儿子。
He not only just have one son.
因为在100岁的时候又生了夏甲。
Because when he was 100 years old, he has another son, which was from which was Hagar.
但是这个亚伯拉罕在撒拉就是撒拉离世之后呢，他又结婚。
And after Sarah has passed away, Abraham got married again.
他又生了几个儿子。
几个儿子。
生了几个，
so,
有几个儿子。
After when Sarah passed away, Abraham got married again, and how many sons does he have in total?
我们知道吗?
Do you know? Who knows?
我们看这个啊。
他的孩子有如天上的星星那么多很多
那是应许以后的子子孙孙的、哦、亚伯拉罕生的儿子有几个
That is a promise that he's going to have in future
8个、哦啊、亚伯拉罕、哦、在这个撒拉离世之后了、
哦、After when Sarah has died、
他又娶了一个太太、
Abraham took another wife.
叫什么知道？基土拉。
And her name is Keturah.
我们看这个创世纪25章啊。
Please turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 25.
这个撒拉是127岁的时候离世的。
And Sarah passed away at the age of 127 years old.
那撒拉这个亚伯兰大撒拉10岁，所以亚伯这个撒拉死的时候，亚伯兰有137岁了啊。
And after when Sarah has died, Abraham should be 137 years old.
本来他在100岁的时候，那个时候他早就 没有生育能力的、
哦、As we know that、Abraham at the age of 100 years old, men at that age will not be able to、have any child.
圣经说亚伯兰那个时候身体、啊、像死的一样、啊、
And the Bible said、Abraham is almost、his body is almost dead.
但是当神应许给亚伯拉罕得到儿子、啊、所以100岁生了以撒之后呢
And however, God has promised that Abraham will have、a son.
神用让亚伯拉罕再恢复了他的人生的第二春呢、啊、
And so God allows Abraham to once again、to be able to、have、descendant.
又让他恢复了生育的能力了。
So he has this ability、to have children.
所以当这个撒拉离世之后他又娶了一个妻子、啊、叫基土拉
So after when Sarah、died、
啊、
Abraham took another wife and her name is Keturah、哎、
基土拉就给亚伯拉罕再生了六个儿子
And Keturah bore him、altogether six sons
这第二节里面、啊、就有记载了、
哦、And it's recorded in verse 2、
啊、所以
这里 of chapter 25
他的儿子又叫新兰约山米旦米甸以斯巴和苏雅、啊、那亚伯兰一直活到175岁才离世、啊、
So here we see that she bore him altogether six sons and Abraham continued to live until 175 years old, and he died. In verse 7, altogether, Abraham lived 175 years.
哇，这都是神的大能，神会让不可能的事情变成可能。
And、as you can see that God's almighty power allowed impossible things to be possible.
在台湾有时候有一次啊，大家这个泡茶沟通的时候啊、有人开玩笑说，哎，那你再生一个啊？
Sometime in Taiwan when we are having a chat, they will be jokingly saying to me, "Why don't you go have another son again?"
有一个弟兄说开玩笑，已经十几年，我的最小的孩子都十几岁了。
I'm sorry, they were joking to one brother and saying that why don't you go have another son again? And he says that that's impossible.
他太太说他早就结扎了。
And the wife said that he already have a vasectomy and it's impossible that he's going to have any more children.
大家开玩笑说哎，神要让你生你就生了。
And everybody was making a joke and said that even though you may be have your vasectomy,、if God wants you to conceive,、wants you to have another child, you may be potent again.
真的，第二年又生了一个。
And truly enough, they had another baby.
所以他先生受不了，哎，这个有问题。我太太早就结扎了，怎么又生孩？他结扎了，怎么太太会生孩子
？Sorry, it's not that man that has a vasectomy; it's the woman.So therefore you see that it's possible.
哇，这个太太觉得好冤枉啊，你不要啊把我染污染了、啊、染黑了。
And the husband was wondering why is that the woman would have a baby?
后来又做检查，哎呀，他这个弟兄结扎失效了。
弟兄还是太太？
弟兄。
Oh, sorry.
弟兄结扎不是太太结扎
it's a husband that has a vasectomy. And after when, normally when a man has a vasectomy, he will not be able to have a baby. But then it was not successful. That's why, you know, he has another baby again.
最近台湾很多弟兄姐妹啊，孩子十几岁了再生的。
So it is very common in Taiwan that it's very common in Taiwan that even though their children is as old as in their teens that the parents will still have children.
比如说这个潘家洲传道，而他的小儿子跟他的大女儿就相差 16岁还是几岁?
there was a preacher pun in Taiwan. The difference in the age of the youngest daughter to the oldest son is about 16 years old.
所以我们常常觉得, 不可能, 啊?
So if we, in our human mind, think that it is impossible,
不可能的事情都会成为可能。
Sometimes things that's impossible sometimes may be possible in God.
何况是神啊,
what more if God allows it to happen?
不过那题外话我们讲回来我们以前不算神的子民因为神只拣选亚伯拉罕从亚伯拉罕里面再从以撒的祖孙那以撒的祖孙里面又分两个一个是从以扫生的一个是从雅各生的
Originally, we were not the descendant, we were not the descendant of Abraham. But for Abraham himself, he only has two lines of descendant. One is from Isaac, another one is from Yaakov.
Esau, Yaakov.
And Jacob.
Esau and Yaakov.
And Jacob.
那以扫是属血气的，他把长子的名分卖给雅各。
Oh, sorry, from Esau and Jacob, not Isaac, Esau and Jacob. And we know that Esau, he sold his birthright to Jacob.
那从雅各生的，才称啊，神把雅各改名叫以色列，所以以雅各的祖孙才称为以色列人。
And only the descendant of Jacob is considered as the Israelite, because God has changed the name of Jacob to that of Israel.
是以色列人，是亚伯拉罕的祖孙，是神与他们立约的以色列人，才是神的子民。
So Israelites are the descendants of Abraham, and these are the people that God has made covenant with them, and they are considered as the chosen people of God.
所以神的救恩先给犹太人。
And we can see that the salvations of God was first given to the Jews.
犹太人因为不信, 所以救恩就临到我们外邦人。
And it was because Jews, they refused to believe. That's why the salvation come unto us, the Gentile.
就是犹太人可以说是神救恩的一个预备阶段。
And we can see that Jews, they are the first steps of the work of salvation of God.
神也借着以色列人把神完整救恩的经典留下来给我们,
and it's also through the Israelite that this Old Testament was being kept incomplete for us.
因为神啊，做以色列人的神，也做外邦人的神。
God is not only the God of the Israelite, it's also the God of the Gentile.
所以今天我们因为信了主耶稣，我们就成为神啊属灵的子民了。
So today, after believing in the Lord Jesus, we once again become the spiritual descendant, the chosen people of God.
我们不是从血气从人一生的。
And we no longer are born of man's will.
我们也可以说是从应许生的。But
we are born of the promise.
借着耶稣基督，我们呢，才蒙了神的怜惜。And
it's from Christ Jesus that we are once again united with God.
我们没有信主以前，活在世上是没有神、没有指望的。And
prior to us believing in God, when we're living in this world, we do not have hope.
因着耶稣基督的救赎，我们呢才蒙了神的怜惜。
And because we do not have God, we have no hope. But it's once again through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are once again united with God.
那成了神的子民了。
And then we can become the children of God.
既然是 成了神的子民，所以第八节提到以色列人，他们因为不顺从，就在道理上跌倒。第八节，彼得前书二章。First
Peter chapter 2.
所以因为他们不信，就在道理上跌倒了啊。其实他们会这样啊，因着耶稣基督啊，不信耶稣基督而跌倒，也是预定的了啊。
And verse 8, they stumble because they disobey the message.
因为他们的不信，所以救恩临到我们外邦人。
It is because they did not believe, that is why the salvation has come unto the Gentile.
所以这里说，唯有你们啊，是被拣选的族类。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen people of God.
我们有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And you are a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
所以我们因为神的这个选召。
It's because of the calling of God.
得了神的联系。
That you are once again united with God.
让我们成为神的子民。
And become the children and people of God.
要建立一个圣洁的国度。
And you must establish a holy nation.
我们是有君尊的祭司啊。
And you are a royal priesthood.
也就是不是从利未支派承接下来的。
And you're not a continuation from the tribe of Levite.
乃是因为耶稣基督的联系所得到的。
But rather it's because you're once united with Jesus Christ that you call yourself a royal priesthood and not that you're a descendant of Levi.
以前我们活着根本就没有神也没有指望。
Because in the past that we were not believers of God, we have no God and we had no hope.
今天我们成为神的子民，并且直接来献祭敬拜神。
But today
成为祭司。
We are now the believer of God, and we are the people of God, and that's why we are considered the royal priesthood.
在第二段里面有提到，祭司就是在办理会幕中一切事情的。
As we know that priesthood are the people that are responsible for the matter in the temple.
来代替神教训百姓。
And the duty of the temples of the priests, they not only attend to the matters in the tabernacle, they also have to take care of the services.
来判断百姓赠送的事情。
Also, they have to take care of the people to judge and decide the dispute among the people.
并且做神与人之间的中保。
Also, they have to be the mediator between God and the people.
要为百姓祝福。
And they have to bless the people.
所以我们今天呢，这里也有提到了神选召我们是要叫我们去宣扬照你们。出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德第九节
God has chosen us so that we can declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
是今天我们能够蒙神选召得神怜悯，我们能够成为神的祭司，是今天每一个人通通是祭司，我们可以直接向神献祭，也就是说可以向神来祈求祷告。
And because today we are all chosen, we are all the priests, we are all royal priesthood, that is why we can just go directly to God and make prayer to him.
直接可以来敬拜神。
And we can pray to God directly.
所以我们也应该当负起这个职责来。
And we all should take up this duty as a priest.
今天我们怎么来侍奉神？
Today, how do we serve God?
我们要去宣扬那照我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
And the way we serve God is to declare the praises of God who has called us out of darkness into this wonderful light.
所以我们应该到处去宣扬神的爱，神怎么样救我们世人，我们要怎么样来接受神的救恩，把人引到神面前来。
And our duty is to go out to declare the loves of God and the salvation of God and tell them how God saved us and to preach to them the salvations of Christ.
所以今天我们必须要 热心参与教会的事工。
So today we must be full of zealousness to serve God.
来办理会幕中一切的事情。
And take care of the work in the church.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
十二章。
Verse 12.
第三节以下，罗马书十二章
，Romans chapter 12，
第三节到第八节
，Verse 3 to verse 8 Romans chapter 12 verse 3 For by grace given me, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Verse 4.Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function. Verse 5. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the other. Verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. Verse 7. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him be generous, give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
刚才我讲了，这个祭司从狭义来讲，制作这些圣职人员，就是传道、长职，甚至负责人呢。
In a narrow perspective, this priest refers to the workers, who are the preachers, deacons, and elders.
广义来讲，指着我们呢，每一位弟兄姐妹。
But in a broader perspective, this priest referred to you and me, the brothers and sisters.
所以今天是人人都是祭司的时代啊。
So today, all of you are priests.
那我们呢，就应该在教会里面，我们也要办理会幕中一切的事情。
And because all of us are priests, we have to attend to everything that's in the tent of meeting.
我们在教会里面应该每个弟兄姐妹啊都要善尽职守。
And in this church, we must all of us have to take on our duty.
这里提到你有什么恩赐就做什么工作。
And here it tells us in verse 3 to verse 8.That whatever talents that you are given, then you have to take on your function.
是最要紧教会啊，要组织，要有组织。
It is important that at church there should be some form of organizations.
要把每一位弟兄姐妹的人力要整合起来。
So that they can reorganize the whole resource of the church.
教会有哪些事工？
And look out for what are the different areas of work that needs to be done.
或者我们光在讲台上喊口号没有用啊！大家要做圣工，到教会我做什么圣工？我又不知道要做什么，教会有什么工作给我做吗？
It's not enough to just on a pulpit keep emphasizing that it's important that everybody has to work for the Lord. But then, where can you find the work and what should you do?
应该教会有组织，事工组织、事工啊体系啊要建立起来。
But the church should have an organization so that they can spell out what are the duties that are needed to be done.
每位弟兄姐妹啊要接受事工训练。
And brothers and sisters, they have to take up training for the work.
按照每个弟兄姐妹的恩赐啊来负担每一项工作。
And according to the talents that you're given, then you take on the respective roles.
教会的事工啊，要达到这个人人有事做，每个弟兄姐妹在教会里面不吃闲饭的，好像身体每一个肢体都绝对有它的功效的，
And we must reach a stage where everyone has a duty to take on in church. Everyone justNot anyone would just sit around and do nothing.
大的五官四肢，哎，看不到的五脏六腑，再小的每个小细胞， 等于都是教会里面的一份子一样。
And if we look at a body, whether it's a big organ right down to a very little tiny cell, every part of a body has its function.
我在教会没有工作做，我在教会不晓得做什么，这等于啊，有了手不能动，这是啊，这个手失去功能作用了。
When you come to church and you say that, oh, there's nothing for me to do, then it's like a hand, that you have the hand, but the hand is useless because you didn't make use of the functions of the hand.
所以我们事工要有组织，成员要有训练。
Therefore, it's very important that at church, there should be an organization to discharge, distribute the duty.And there should be training involved to train the workers.
教会既然是基督的身体，
Since the church is the body of Christ,
那身体啊，要每一个细胞、每一个肢体都发挥它的功能，这个才是一个正常健康的人啊。
Then every part of the body must manifest its function. Then only can you consider.
到乐事，通通要做。
Thank God that yesterday after the service, the youth got together and helped to clean the church.
我们再看罗马书十二章十一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
所以我今天我们是人人祭司的时代啊。
Today all of us are priests.
教会要规划，让每一个弟兄姐妹都有工作做。
And it's important that the church must have an organization to divide the work to every members.
每一样工作都有人在负责。
Every work has a person in charge.
并且要让每一位信徒知道我要做什么工作，我的工作要怎么样去做完，把它完成。
And you must let the members know of their own duty so that they know how to take on this duty and how to accomplish it.
这是事工的训练。
So this is under the training.
既然我们是人人祭司，我们就应该殷勤不可懒惰，要心里活着，常常来服侍主。
And since we are all priests, then we should not be lacking in zeal, but always be filled with spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
祭司还要代替神教训百姓啊，传达神的话语。
And the preacher also has to take on this work to pass the message of God.
我们看。帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to the book of Thessalonians, First Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人。勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。昨天我们呢、也谈过了，我们所看到、所知道的事情，我们如果不讲，这就是我们的罪，我们就必须要献上赎愆祭啊。
Yesterday we said that if we know that if we know the truth and yet we fail to be the witness of the truth, then we have to present a guilt offering.
我们看到有不守规矩的人呐、我们就要警戒他。
And if we saw people who are idols, then who are not proper in their behavior, then we have to give due warning to them.
有灰心的人，我们就应该要去勉励他。
For those people who are weak, then we have to go ahead and encourage them.
有软弱的人，我们要扶助他。
And those that are and disappointed, we must comfort them.
我们要把神的话语传达给他。
We must be there to pass the message of God.
让他能够明白神的旨意。
So that they will be able to understand the will of God.
才不会得罪神啊。
And will not go against God.
这是祭司的职分。
And all these are the duty of the priest.
当然也就是今天我们每位弟兄姐妹的职责了。
And also,
责任了啊。
The duty of all of us brothers and sisters here today.
啊，再来呢。啊，判断百姓争讼的事情。第三点啊，祭司要的职务啊，就是要去判断百姓争讼的事情。
The duty of the priest is also to judge and decide the disputes among the people.
啊，也就是教会里面有什么争讼的事情啊，要由教会来处理。
That means that if there is any disputes among the people in the church, then the priest has to be around to take care of this matter.
啊，我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节到第八节。
Verse 1 to 8.
这里讲到啊，你们中间如果有彼此相争的事情，怎么敢呢？在不义的人面前，也就是在没有信主的人面前啊，来求审判呢？不在圣徒面前来求审判呢？岂不知道啊，圣徒要审判世界吗
？Verse two.
啊，假若圣徒要世界啊，要由我们来审判，难道我们不配来审判这最小的事情吗？岂不知道我们要审判天使吗？啊，何况今生的事情呢？天使的事情，也就是堕落的天使将来要面受审判的了啊！啊，那第四节说，既然是这样
，verse four，
那你们若有今生的事情啊要审判，是派教会所轻看的人来审判吗？我说这话。是要叫你们羞耻。
Verse five.
难道你们中间没有一个有智慧的人能来审断弟兄的事情吗？你们竟然兄弟与兄弟告状，并且啊告在不信主的人面前啊！你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？你们倒是欺压人，亏负人。况且所欺压、所亏负的，就是弟兄啊。所以在教会里面呢、啊，有什么这个争执的事情，应该我们是私下解决不了，就要告诉教会，由教会来处理。
And if there's any dispute among one another at church, in the church, and if we cannot settle it, then we have to bring it before the church for them to take care of this matter.
啊，祭司就是要来判断百姓争讼的。
And the duty of the priest is to judge and decide the dispute among the people.
所以我刚才讲了最狭义的一种。就指着教会的圣职人员。
And in a narrow perspective, the priest refers to the workers, the holy workers of the church.
或者是职务人员、传道、长职负责人。
The minister of the church, and they are the elders, deacons, or the preacher.
他们承担的就是祭司的职务。
And their duties, are that of the priests.
啊。当然，我们弟兄姐妹啊，彼此之间哪一个人啊有这方面的恩赐，我们就应该私下规劝，使人免去争端。
And in the brother's perspective, all of us here has this responsibility to settle the dispute of brothers and sisters.
但是啊，切记一点啊，要谨慎注意的有一点。
But then that's one thing that we must remember, lest we become self-righteous.
看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
雅各书第一章十一节十二节。
Sorry, chapter one, verse 11.
啊，这里提到弟兄们，不要不可以，不只是不要，不可以彼此批评。
第四章还是第一章？
第四章。
哦、oh, ，chapter four, verse 11.
啊，十一节十二节啊。雅各书哈。
James chapter 4 verse 11。
新约三百三十二页啊，这个中文圣经啊，这里说，弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。
Verse 12。
你是谁？竟敢论断别人呢？哦，所以有时候很多事情，我们呢、啊、不能随便呢、啊、去批评论断。
So there are a lot of matters that we cannot go ahead and just judge.
因为很多事情真的我们很难知道真相如何。
Because a lot of time we will not know the detail of the matter.
啊，所以不可彼此批评啊，不可论断。
So we cannot criticize one another and judge one another.
啊，你看约瑟就好了。
For example, Joseph.
哎，那个祖母引诱他。
And we know that the wife of the master seduced Joseph.
他不从，他不从，不顺从。
However, we know that Joseph has turned her down.
所以他祖母有一次趁着他一个人在房里办事的时候，他就去纠缠他。
And once the wife of the master set him up when he was alone.
要约瑟跟他一起上床。
And she wanted Joseph to go to bed with her.
约瑟啊，赶快逃离那个是非之地那个现场。
And immediately Joseph fled from this woman.
啊，这个时候他祖母啊恼羞成怒了。
At that point of time, the master's wife was very angry with Joseph.
因为他拉住约瑟的衣服，约瑟啊勉强跑掉了，结果衣服就被拉住，就看到约瑟赤身露体跑掉了。因为犹太人的衣服就是一块布啊这样缠起来的，然后束上一个腰带，哎，结果衣服被抓了，他就赤身露体跑出去了。
And the master's wife, Potiphar's wife, grabbed hold of Joseph's robe, and Joseph ran away naked.
啊，这个祖母呢，啊，然后怕人不怕救人，恼羞成怒啊，就喊救命啊！这个恶奴仆戏弄我啊！
And she was very angry with Joseph, and immediately she cried out and accused Joseph that he has seduced her.
哇，很多人都跑进来，看到，哎，真的。这个约瑟啊，赤身露体跑掉了。
And everybody came in and they saw Joseph running away, naked.
结果，约瑟啊，真的好冤枉，他没有办法辩白，他不过是一个奴仆，能够讲什么呢
？And in fact, Joseph was wrongly accused. He was only a slave, and he couldn't even stand up and speak for himself.
谁相信他说的话呢
？And who would believe a word from the slaves?
啊，结果。就被下到监牢里面去。
And immediately was then put down into prison.
你看，人证物证全部都有。
And they have the proof of not only a person also from the things that she got hold.
监狱里面有很多啊是冤狱的，是很冤枉被关在里面，真正的这个凶犯啊逃啊。逃到法外啊。
And a lot of time, those people who are then put in the prison were wrongly accused, and the true convict has ran away.
啊，所以圣经才告诉我们，我们不要随便呢、啊、就去批评人， 去论断人，这个人怎么样。
And so the Bible tells us that we must not judge others and criticize others.
这里雅各讲的很严重哦，你批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。
Here, James said it very, very clearly that if we were to judge, then we are judging the law.
那你如果论断律法，就不是遵循律法了，就是不行。不遵守神命令的，不遵守神命令的。
And when you judge the law, then you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it.
啊，那是判断人的。
Because you have become the judge.、
啊、那谁能判断人
？And who can be the judge?
啊，设立律法和判断人只有一位，就是那能救人也没能够灭人的啊。神啊，定律法的神啊。
And there's only one judge, and the judge is the one that who can save you, and is the one who gave the law, and he is God.
所以这里说你是谁啊
？Here it says that who are you?
竟敢论断别人
？That you dare to judge your neighbor.
啊，所以很多事情我们真的没有办法明白真相，我们就不可以。随便论断,
so a lot of times, if you do not know the truth, you should not just pass judgment anyhow.
免得啊，我们遭受神的判断，神的这个审判啊。
Less will be judged by God, in return.
所以有时候，教会有什么这个争讼的事情，我们个人没有办法改变，我们要交给教会来处理。
And today, if there's any dispute among the brothers and sisters, if we ourselves as individuals, we cannot take care or solve the matter, then we have to bring up to the church, then they can help to solve the matter.
啊，所以保罗才说，教会难道神使教会这些人没有一个有智慧来判断事情的吗？
And that's
怎么可以提到这个不义的人面前去求神呢？
And that's why Paul says, how can you bring it to an unbeliever to solve the dispute? Isn't there, is it possible that there's nobody among you that's wise enough to judge a dispute between believers?
啊，那祭司呢，还要做神和人之间的中保。
And the priest also has to be the mediator between God and man.
哎耶稣基督就是我们的中保。
And we know that our Christ Jesus is the mediator.
他就是成就和平的。
And he is the one who comes to give peace.
哎，把神与人之间的冤仇除掉。
He has take away this enmity between man and God.
啊，把我们引到神面前来。
So then he can bring us back.To God again.
昨天我们也谈过了马太福音五章第九节。
Yesterday we have said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 9.
使人和睦的人有福了。
The one who give peace to people is blessed.
他必称为神的儿子。
Because he will be called son of God.
我们是神的儿子。
We are all the son of God.
我们是祭司。
We are the high priest.
我们就必须要做神与人之间的中保哎。
And therefore, we must be the mediator between God and man.
我们就必须广传福音，把人引到神面前呢。
And therefore, we should go out to spread the gospel far and wide and bring others to God.
我们就要把那些软弱的原理教会的弟兄姐妹，把他们找回来。
And we have to go far to seek for those brothers and sisters who are weak and bring them back to come close to God again.
我们还要为百姓祝福。
And we must bless the people.
哎，祭司要为百姓祝福。
Priest has to bless the people. The duty of the priest.
每位弟兄姐妹要给人带来福分。
And it's the same for us. The duty of the brother and sister. We have to bring blessing to others.
也就是说，要因我们的存在，让大家都得到益处，得到造就。
It must be because the presence of us that others can be edified and benefit.
让人享受平安。
So then others can enjoy the peace from you.
这是祭司的职分。
This is the duties of the priest.
也是我们每个弟兄姐妹的责任。
It is also the duty of you and me.
所以保罗甚至说啊，不可咒诅，只要祝福。
Therefore, Paul he said, you must not curse, but you must bless.
啊，就是对一些啊不好的人，我们的仇敌，我们都不要咒诅他，反而要祝福。
And even to our enemy, we should not go and curse them. We should only bless them.
啊，意思也就是说，祝福才能够消除啊啊这个敌意冤仇。
In other words, only blessing can take away the hatred and enmity.
哎，祝福才能够化敌为友。
And only blessing can change an enemy to friends.
也就是主耶稣说的。要爱你的仇敌
，just like what Jesus has said that you must love your enemy.
反而为那逼迫你的祷告
，and pray for those that persecute you.
哎，我们这个就是圣经所说以善胜恶了，哦。
This is what the Bible says that we must use goodness over evil.
他对我不好。
If a person treated you badly.
我反而啊，对他更好。
But you must use your love to treat the person better.
我讲一个见证。
I'm going to tell you testimony. Then I'll.
我在台北教会的时候。
When I was in Taipei, a resident preacher in Taipei Church.
有一个叫啊范平娇啊阿娇姐妹啊。
There was a sister goes by the name of 阿娇。
她很早就守寡。
She was a widow at a very young age.
啊，以前婆婆对她不好。
And her in-laws did not treat her very well.
啊，因为她又死了丈夫。
And after when husband had died.
他们是客家人啊，一个大家族。
They are the Hakkas, belongs to a big family.
后来他就带了啊孩子。到台北来谋生了。
So she brought with her children to Taipei to look for a living.
后来在台北教会信主。
And it was only later on in Taipei that she comes to believe in the Lord.
啊，感谢主，主耶稣祝福她，让她生活啊慢慢安定下来。
And it was the grace of God that she was able to find a stable source of income.
她一个婆婆八十岁了。
Then her in-laws was 80 years old.
已经没有办法再帮其他的孩子啊看孙子了。
And no longer was she able to take care of the grandsons or daughters.
所以那些儿媳妇啊对她不很欢迎。
And because she no longer can have the ability to take care of the grandson and daughters, so many of her daughters-in-laws does not like her.
就来找我们了，这个阿娇姐妹说，这个婆婆送到你那边好不好？
And the daughter-in-laws came to 阿娇, Sister 阿娇, and asked her if she was able to take care of this mother-in-law who was very old and advanced in age.
啊，阿娇姐已经来信主了。
And this sister 阿娇, she had already come and believed in the Lord.
有神的道理了。
She has the truth in the heart.
有神的爱了。
And she has loved.
她说没有问题。
And she said, it's not a problem at all.
不过我有。唯一的条件。
But I only have one condition.
就是如果婆婆来跟我信耶稣，你们不能阻挡。
That means if this mother-in-law were to come with me to the church, none of you should stop us, stop her.
所有的儿媳妇大家都同声说没有问题。
And all these daughter-in-laws, they said, there's no problem at all that if she were to want to follow you to go to church, it's not a problem to us.
老人家没有生产能力，只是消耗。哎，有人要的更好了，管他信不信耶稣，大家都好好好，没有问题啊。
Because they were so happy that they can get rid of this woman, she's to them good for nothing.
啊，这个阿娇姐妹，你看以前呐、啊，并没有好过，啊，这个婆婆对她也不是很好，年纪大，人家不要了，她就把她。这个 接过来奉养。
And you must remember this for this sister Ajiao before, this mother-in-law did not treat her very well. But now that this mother-in-law has grown to become very old in age, and they all wanted to throw the responsibility to her, but she accepted it.
她真的以主耶稣的爱来对待她，对这个婆婆很好。
But it's because she has the love of Christ in her, she treated this mother-in-law very well.
所以这个婆婆很感动啊，常常对这个媳妇说